Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
So this is going to be really brief. I'm just going to share a hack I did for keeping the gym dream alive. A fitness studio, not gym. So probably back in 2017, when I started getting serious about my health and fitness, I realized that this is something that I really liked. And I first had the idea in 2009, when I was talking to classmates about it would be cool to own a gym. And it was just a floating thought. Didn't give anything to it. But Sadie, Emily, and Tyler, and Andrew, and Peggy, those are just the first names that come to mind, but telling those friends that it'd be cool to own a gym. You know, I like working out. I feel like I'm maturing and coming into my own physique, and I wanted to do that. And so I just kind of sat there. Nothing happened. And then fast forward 2017, 2016, we sold a duplex of ours and had a decent chunk of cash from a property that we bought and then sold it and made some money on it. And one of the things was we could either buy an apartment building, I venture into real estate and help sell, fix the flip houses, or we could buy a gym of some sort. And we chose option number two, ended up failing miserably, lost all the money, but that's another story. But that was another checkpoint of, you know, we should consider this this gym thing. And I was actually getting serious about it enough where I wanted to start getting magazines. I want to start reading. I want to start getting reminded from the world outside of my head that this is a goal of mine that will happen. And so I subscribed to the magazines and subscriptions I could find. They're all free. And each month I started getting newsletters. And it was kind of funny. They asked me what my business name was. And I told them the business name was Someday Buying Anytime Fitness or something like that. And so for that couple of weeks, the mailing letter said like, to Nathan Platter, business, Someday Buying an Anytime Fitness. So I was like, all right, I'm reminded again this month, this is going to happen. They're telling me I'm going to do this. I told them I was going to do this. This has got to happen, right? And so each month I keep getting these memberships and I just got one today. So that's why it's top of mind. But even when like we had to sell our, back to that house thing, we lost the money we basically like went back to like zero. We had like $5,000 or $10,000 to our name, but like we were gonna be like in the negative like within a month. So we sold our house, moved into an apartment actually, with like $4,000 to our name, and daycare was like $3,000 a month. So like it was like $2,000, but like that wasn't like we were gonna hit negative fast. And so along with that, I haven't thought about that story in a while. Somehow this magazine, like Club Solutions, they basically make money off their ads. So the magazine is free. They get a lot of names on the list. They mail it out to you and then advertisers pay money to show up in the magazine. So it's free for them to send it out to me. And so when we moved to the apartment, they figured out where we moved to and they started sending the magazine to that apartment address. Son of a gun, these guys are good. Then after like 2.5 years, we moved out of the apartment into our house that we're in now. They started forwarding the magazine to our house again. And so I was like, how do they know where we're moving to? Like these guys like are skip tracers. They know how to find us. They're like private investigators. But over and over, I was like, no, I'm glad these people did not give up on me. They got their business. They're making their money. That's great. But like every month to Nathan Platter, your business is someday owning an Anytime Fitness. Even when like there's no proof that that's going to happen, like that's going to happen. And so it was really cool. And like, I don't know how many years I've been getting it now, 6 years, 7 years, a long enough time where I've convinced myself, yeah, this is going to happen. Like whatever. So about a year ago, then I started like, okay, this is not going away. I'm going to do something about this. And, started working crazy jobs, a lot of stress, a lot of pay, enough where we could put some money into the side. And now we're actually doing it. And so I forget like how low a slump we were in. Because at one point we could have pulled we had more cash in hand when we sold our duplex than we did today. Like that's kind of weird to think about. But yeah, like here we're back at it, and now we got like a second shot at this whole thing, and we're not gonna roll a dice there. We're gonna actually like do the thing. So I'm really stoked about it. I'm really, really excited. And it helped having those magazine subscriptions each month telling me like, hey, this is your name, this is who you are, this is what you're gonna do. And darn it, let's share another magazine and learn about it. So if you're wanting to like start a dentist office, buy a gym, own a car dealership, like just look up free magazines or free publications and just subscribe. Like even if it's like $20 a year, even just to have somebody else remind you that this is something at one point you wanted to do and you've got a little bit of skin in the game, and you'll learn about the industry. You'll learn about the day-to-day challenges, the problems, the headaches. So flip to the back, like go to the back of those magazines and start looking at what the advertisements are. For gyms, one of them was, what do they call it? Tailgating camera technology. So tailgating? You do that football games. Why would that be a gym magazine? And when people like swipe their thing at like an Anytime Fitness and then walk in, or a Snap or whatever, if I swipe it, but then like you follow in behind me secretly, cameras can detect that's one swipe, two people, the guy behind you is a tailgater. They're trying to sneak in for free, or they might do something bad. And so it's called tailgating. I didn't know that until I was looking at these ads, because they want to speak the lingo, pitch a product, and then sell it to the folks that are reading the magazine. They didn't know I wasn't a buyer, but they knew that other guys were the buyers too. And so just little tricks like that, just seeing what the ads are, seeing what people want to push and promote. Gym floors, gym equipment, gym supplements. That's a whole other business line. The supplements, don't get me started. And just like, what are people pitching? What are they selling? What are the conversations having? The movers and shakers are talking to each other. Eavesdrop in on those conversations. If it's in automobiles, it could be plug-in technology, wheels, powder coating, knockoff brand replacement parts that aren't like just brand factory specific, window tinting, glass repair, dent removal, covers for your parking lots. Like, you don't know what's out there until you start getting thrown these things. So just subscribe to a couple magazines, get that monthly reminder of what you are dreaming about that will become a reality. And then also start learning about the industry by seeing who's selling and what the articles are. It's kind of cool to read about others, winners in the space, and connecting with them on LinkedIn, and just little seeds, man, just plant those seeds and keep it chugging along. I thought this would be a 30-second episode, so apologize for the rant, but that's how I kept the dream alive, and gosh, I'm so glad I did. I think I would have let this one go, and that would have eaten at me that it was never something I took action on. So I'm going to keep reading the club magazines, and thank you, Club Solutions, for hitting me up every month. Appreciate you.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.